Your speaker in this lesson is Larry Acuff.
In John chapter 14, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know." And Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not where thou goest. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which you have received, wherein you stand, by which also you're saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you. I deliver to you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, how that He was buried and raised again the third day according to the Scriptures." In Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul writes to this young gospel preacher, and he said, "Timothy, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers adding itching ears. They shall turn their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables." In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 2, Paul said, "I am determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." In the book of Galatians chapter 1, Paul said, "I marvel that you're so soon removed from Him that called you under the grace of Christ under another gospel, another doctrine." He said, "There are some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. As I said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be accursed." Ladies and gentlemen, our goal and our desire is to take the message of the Bible, the Word of God, and to plant it into the hearts of men and women, boys and girls, and to take the message of salvation, the one that is able to save us and to make us wise, Paul said to Timothy, unto salvation. And that's what we want to do in this gospel meeting. And that is simply to preach the Word, not to preach man's doctrine or the teaching of men. In Matthew chapter 7, we noted this in our class this morning. The Bible says, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits." The Bible tells us that there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall also be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord which bought them, and shall bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. We want to take the message of the Bible and plant it into the hearts of people and motivate them to obey the gospel of Christ. I want you to look with me today on the subject of faith. The Bible tells us in the book of James, I'm sure you're familiar with it, in the book of James, the Bible talks about faith. As a matter of fact, James tells us what I've classified as three kinds of faith. He said there is a dead faith. He said, faith without works is dead being alone. There's a dead faith. But not only is there a dead faith, but in James the Bible says that there is a demonic faith. The Bible says that even the devils believed and trembled. You're so amazing to me that folks will say, I mean, you could hear it probably this morning. You can hear it on television. You can talk to your friends and neighbors. And someone comes along and they'll say, "Brother Acuff, all you've got to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved." And yet in James chapter 2, the Bible says the demons believed and trembled. Not only is there a dead faith or demonic faith, but there is a dynamic faith in James chapter 2. You remember James said, "You show me your faith without your works, and I by my works will show thee my faith." Ladies and gentlemen, how is our faith shown? By our works. I'll show you my... I believe, but listen, what do you do? And the Bible says, "Show me your faith without your works, and I by my works will show you my faith." So there's three kinds of faith in James 2. But then when you turn to Romans chapter 1, there's four kinds of faith in Romans chapter 1. the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Rome, and he says, now, your faith has been spoken of in verse number 8, Romans 1, verse 8. He says, your faith has been spoken of. What kind of faith? A faith that converted them. A faith that motivated them. But not only did they have a converting faith, but ladies and gentlemen, they had a common faith. Verse number 12, Romans 1, the Bible speaks of a mutual faith. There was a time, ladies and gentlemen, when you could go anywhere in the United States, or maybe even in the world, and you could see a sign that says Churches of Christ. And you could go into that place and you could worship and assemble. And you go to a Church of Christ, wherever it is, you could hear the singing, and it would be wonderful and it would be uplifting. Or you could hear the gospel preached, you could meet around the Lord's table. What is that? That is a common faith. I was telling someone earlier, our daughter was in another city this past week. And so when I called her on Sunday night, and I said, April, did you go? And I called her name, and I said, did you go to the church? And she said, Dad, yes, I did. I said, well, tell me about it. Well, apparently she couldn't talk much about it at that particular point for some reason. And so anyway, she said, I'll tell you about it later. She went to this congregation, and in the Bible class, the preacher was teaching that as far as God was concerned and Christ was concerned, that there's no distinction between men and women, that whatever men can do in the worship, women can do in the worship. Well, she said, I knew right then we was in trouble. And when they got in the assembly, in the worship assembly, and it came time for the Lord's Supper, she said, the women got up and started presiding over the Lord's Supper, and she said, we left. And she said, I wrote a note to the elders, and I gave it to one of the ushers. And she simply said on that, she said, listen, if you are going to act the way you folks have acted in this congregation today, take the name Church of Christ off your building. You see, it's not that way anymore. You can't go sometime across town when Romans 1 verse 12, Paul speaks of a mutual faith, a common faith, a faith that you and I hold in common. But not only that, he talks about a communicating faith in verse number 17. And he said that it is a from faith to faith. It is a faith that communicates with individuals. And then, not only that, but he talks about a consecrated faith in Romans 1 verse 17, because he said, the just shall live by faith. Now when you look at this, folks, James 2 and Romans 1, we've come up with seven different kinds. We've come up with a dead, a demonic, a dynamic, a common, a converting, a consecrated, a communicating faith. But now I want you to turn with me to Hebrews 11. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1, the Bible says, now then, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, and the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. By faith, the Bible said, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. And then the Bible says, by faith Enoch was translated. He should not see death and was not found because God translated him. He had this testimony. Listen to this, folks. Do you and I have this testimony? He pleased God. Enoch, before he was translated, had the testimony. He pleased God. Would God testify of his being pleased with Larry Acuff? And then in verse number 6, the Bible says that without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now verse 7. By faith, look at this, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith in Christ Jesus. The Bible says by faith. Now listen to what Paul, or what the writer of Hebrews 11 says. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Have you ever wondered what it was Noah hadn't seen? The Bible says said he was one of things, of several things. I'm sure that he had not seen it rain. He had not seen a flood. He had not seen an ark that big. He had never seen a conglomeration of animals in all of his life. But the Bible said, no man warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear and prepared hearts for the same as himself. Now I want to show you something, folks. Here's what he's saying. Noah's faith involved the whole man. Watch this. The Bible says, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, being warned of God, you see, ladies and gentlemen, faith requires a communication of God's Word to the person. He was warned of God. Where does faith? Romans 10:17. The Bible says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's intellect. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the intellect. The whole man involves the intellect. There are those individuals who say, oh, Brother Acuff, I'm going to get that feeling right here. When I get that feeling right here, I'll obey the gospel. I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to, because the Bible doesn't work that way. The Holy Spirit's not going to give you a direct operation. The Holy Spirit's not going to stab you in the heart. You're going to jump up someday all of a sudden and say, what will they say? No, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You see, faith involves the whole man. Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Now watch this. Moved with fear. Not only did it involve the intellect, but it involved the emotion. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there are folks who can quote the Bible who are not Christians. I was listening to some tapes recently. An Islamic, whatever he is, was speaking to a group of people. And he was trying to convince them of the validity of the Islam religion. And as I listen to this tape and I listen to this individual, I'm sitting there and saying, man, this guy knows the Bible better than anybody that I've heard. And I've heard all the best Bible scholars in our brotherhood, ladies and gentlemen. I've heard good Bible scholars. I grew up with good Bible scholars. I've been to school with good Bible scholars. And one of these days it'll rub off. But at any rate, they know. But I want to tell you, he is dead wrong. And so an intellect, a person can have, he can know the Bible from cover to cover. He can quote the plan of salvation. He can quote Mark 16:16, Acts 2:38, 1 Peter 3:21, die and go to hell. Why? Because it takes more than intellect. He moved with fear. Ladies and gentlemen, the Scriptures teach us. Jesus said, do not fear him which is able to destroy the body, not able to destroy the soul, but fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. You see that emotion? Now I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I wouldn't give you a dollar for a religion that's all intellect. I wouldn't give you 50 cents for it. I wouldn't give you a dollar for a religion that's all emotion. I've talked to folks, and you've talked to them, and you invite them to sin. They'll say, oh, but Brother Acuff, it's just so boring. It's just boring. Why, what do you... Well, where we go, man, we jump up and clap, and we raise our... I don't know if you get closer to heaven when you raise your hand. I don't... I mean, they just get all worked up and all excited, and it feels so good. It's emotion. Noah's faith involved the whole man. It involved intellect. It involved emotion. I don't want emotion without intellect, and I don't want intellect without emotion. Now watch this. Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark. It involves the will. He prepared an ark. You can have all the faith in the world, or you can have all the emotion, you can have all the intellect in the world, you can have all the emotion in the world. But unless you do something about it, it's not worth anything. I know a fellow. And this fellow, I don't know how, he's got so many PhDs, you'd think he's Dr. Fahrenheit. I mean, his degrees, I mean, it's so many of them. But what is he? He's never really done anything with his life. He's never used them. He keeps going to school. What are you doing now? Getting another degree. You have all of them, folks. But you see, it takes the emotion, a fear of God, a love of God, both of them. And that will, making the decision to act. See, there are some folks out here in the audience, no doubt this morning, who have never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not because you don't know what to do to be saved. It's not because you want to go to hell. You don't want to go to hell. You're scared of it. And don't sit there and tell me you're not. You're scared of death. Don't tell me you're not. I know you are. You know you are. But you see, the will has got to act. It takes all three. Noah's faith involved the whole man. Let me give you a second thing about his faith. His faith included his whole family. The Bible says, "Know them, warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house." And we live in a wicked world, no doubt about that. And I hear folks say, "Brother Acuff, you don't know how hard it is to bring up children in the world today." Yes, I know it's hard. I know it's tough. I'm going to tell you, I've got five grandchildren, the most brilliant five kids you ever met in your life. You don't believe it? Ask me. I'll tell you. You've got them too. And I often say, you know what? I'm greatly concerned about our world and the future and what our grandchildren have to face. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you this. You're going to get it. We've got many righteous people in this congregation, many righteous people in Warren County. But I want you to look at what the Bible says. Wherein few, that is eight souls, Noah and his wife and his sons and their wives. The wickedness was great upon the earth, and every imagination of the thought of their heart was only evil continually. But he saved his family. Several years ago, this young man preaches for the Royal Oak Church of Christ in Royal Oak, Michigan. Known David Fox for many, many years. Been with him. We've been very close friends. David, I went down to the county morgue in Wayne County when his dad died and had to identify the body. I've been with him when his brother died. With him. And we've just been very, very close. A fine young gospel preacher. And he was 12 years old when his mother died. He found his mother in the bathroom. And after the funeral service, his dad went to David and said, "David, maybe we ought to move back to Gainesboro, Tennessee." That's where they're from. He said, "Maybe we ought to move back to Gainesboro. It might be easier for you to live a Christian life there, and it'd just be better." And man, he was wise for his age. And he said, "Dad, a boy can be good anywhere he wants to be." And what a powerful gospel preacher he has become. You see, folks, it is not the environment. Somebody says, "Oh, if we had the better environment, if we had more money, if we had..." No, folks. It's your faith. Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. It involved his whole faith. But now I want you to see a third thing. It indicted the whole world, by which he condemned the world. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. Great is your reward in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, do you and I realize, you know why some folks don't like us? Oh, we must never develop an arrogant attitude of, "Well, I'm righteous and you're unrighteous and I'm going to be saved and you're going to be lost. And if you'll just come, let me tell you how to do it, I'll..." That's a terrible attitude to have, ladies and gentlemen. But I'll say this to us also. Noah indicted the world. And every day you live right, you're going to indict the world because the world does not love Christ. You see, the world doesn't have respect for Jesus as the Son of God. The world doesn't have respect for the Bible. You can go in your office and work, and I'm going to see you quote Scripture all day long. They don't care. And give you the fourth thing. He inherited the full reward. The Bible says he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith in Christ Jesus. Do you want the full reward? How do you get it? By having a faith like Noah. By having a faith that includes, that involves the whole man. By having a faith that includes the whole family. By having a faith that indicts the world. Is how you have a faith that inherits the full reward. "Oh, let not your heart be troubled," Jesus said. "Believe in God, believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions." Paul said there is a mansion eternal in the heaven, not made by the hands of man, but by God. I saw heaven descend. I saw the bride is adorned for her husband. Oh, the streets are paved with gold. There is no weeping. There's no death. There's no dying. There's no sickness. You know what? He inherited a whole new world. When Noah and his family came off that ark, a world that had been washed and cleaned of all sin and evil. It was clean. You can inherit the eternal reward. How do you do it? By faith. You see, that intellect says to you that you must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. How do we know that? Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing. And upon that faith, you decide, you make a determination, I'm going to change my life. I'm going to repent. I'm going to change my life. That's what repentance is. And you make a decision that I'm going to say to this assembly today, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And we're going to take that old man of sin and go and bury him in a watery grave, and he's going to come into contact with the blood of Jesus Christ and be resurrected to walk in a new life. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we, the dead to sin, live no longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection.